From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The mayor of New York City says an explosion at the huge Port Authority bus terminal, quote, was an act of terrorism. A man detonated a pipe bomb strapped to his chest, injuring himself and three others in an incident that Mayor Bill de Blasio said was an attempted terrorist attack. New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill identified the suspect as 27-year-old Akayed Ola, who was being treated for burns and wounds in a hospital under police custody.
Responding units found an injured 27-year-old male. We've identified him as Akayed Ola. He had burns and wounds to his body. Preliminary investigation at the scene indicates this male was wearing an improvised, low-tech, explosive device attached to his body.
O'Neill told reporters that Ula intentionally detonated the device. The device confirmed as a pipe bomb. He spoke alongside Mayor de Blasio and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on Monday morning. Turkey's armed forces says its warplanes hit Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK, targets in northern Iraq Monday and killed 29 of the group's militants. The army said in a statement it believed the PKK fighters were preparing an attack on Turkish border posts from the Hakurk and Medina regions of northern Iraq. Scuffles broke out Monday between hundreds of protesters and Catalan police outside the Museum of Lleida as a Spanish police operation to remove 44 disputed artworks took place inside the cultural center. A Spanish judge ordered the pieces to be returned to Aragon last month. Spain has made the move under its current direct rule of Catalonia following the dismissal of the Catalan government in November. This is VOA News. The European Union says it disagrees with President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. It says Jerusalem is the capital of both Israel and Palestine. Monday, the EU's head of foreign policy, Federica Mogherini, said the organization will continue to follow the international consensus on the Jerusalem issue until the status of the city is settled through peaceful negotiations.
We believe that the only realistic solution to the conflict between Israel and Palestine is based on two states, with Jerusalem as the capital of both.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday he believes most or all European countries will move their embassies to Jerusalem and recognize the city as Israel's capital. Russian President Vladimir Putin has indicated he's ordered his military to withdraw a significant part of Russia's forces from Syria after regaining control of most of the country. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA that Putin told journalists in Cairo that Russia would now focus on talks between the Syrian opposition and the government.
Russian President Vladimir Putin made stops Monday in Turkey, Syria, and Egypt to cover a broad range of political, economic, and military topics during meetings with the leaders of all three countries. During a Cairo news conference, Putin announced what he called Russia's withdrawal of a significant portion of its military forces operating in Syria. Putin said the Russian military, with the backing of Russian air power, is close to regaining control of all of Syria, and the goals of the Russian military had been met for the most part. The Russian president noted Moscow would now concentrate on the ongoing Syrian national dialogue and requested Egypt's support in helping to bring the various parties together. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Three women who last year accused Donald Trump of making unwanted sexual advances renewed their allegations Monday. They said it was time Congress investigate claims against the president in the wake of dozens of other powerful American men being held accountable for their treatment of women. During last year's presidential campaign, more than a dozen women accused Trump of sexual misconduct extending over several decades, but he denied all the accusations and said an explicit 2005 taped comment of him boasting of groping women was merely locker room talk. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.